This summer, as the world watches the pitch, Raising Cane's is serving up the best matches all tournament long, like chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Goal!
No matter who you're rooting for this summer, kick it with Cane's for the games. One love.
Turn in Crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you in studio. Bill Bush out this week. Hour 2 is sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Mortgage promo going on right now through the end of the month. Pinnacle Bank, yeah. June 30th. Home refi.
Doug Gans and the team.
New mortgage. Marlon Lyon, Adam Lenzen, and yes.
Marlon Lyon, Adam Lenzen. Who else?
I don't have a sheet of I lost my sheet.
Did you lose your sheet?
I was just looking for it during the break. I don't know where it's at.
Lauer.
Chris Lauer is the other guy.
Chris Lauer
at Pinnacle Bank. Please.
Doug Gans is also in there.
Yeah, Doug Gans is always involved at Pinnacle Bank. If you want to get a round of golf with four friends, two car rentals, and a two-room, one-night hotel stay at Ohia Casino, if you refi or get a mortgage, Pinnacle Bank, they'll hook you up with that or $250 towards your closing cost.
You did that off the top of your head.
Pinnacle Bank member, FDIC, equal housing lender. Do not miss out. This goes to the end of the month.
You have to find your sheet.
It is somewhere here. I just didn't bring it in the studio. I was looking for it.
Oh, you had a long weekend.
I did.
Wow.
But we're here.
Kansas
Pinnacle Bank,
City.
Pinnacle Bank, great people.
I bank there.
They love that for you. I love that for you as well.
Yes. You had quite a week.
I did. Yeah, we're recovering though. We're all good.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. Bill's out and about. Connor Krumme is here.
Now, he's been here for what, 6 months now? You know his last name? 7 months? I think he's been since December with us.
I don't know why I didn't know his last name.
You didn't ask it. Yeah, fine. Didn't have to.
Yeah, didn't matter. I mean, now it does. Connor, just calm down. It's
just
fine.
Roll with it, Connor. Yeah, it's fine.
I know your first name. That's what matters. What's going on?
464-5685. Call or text, as always. Right. I was taking a peek last night at Husker Online with our good friend Sip.
Hut.
That was better. At least you got three in there that time.
Yep.
And you wrote about Anthony Calandra. Well, the talk's all about the future of Trey Taylor, 2027, and what's coming in and what the excitement of that class. But
right.
You can't forget that there is a season right now that starts up in early September for Nebraska with Ohio as the first game of the season. And the quarterback will be Anthony Calandra. You were listening to a podcast he was on recently that he was asked about his pros and his strengths and his weaknesses to self-described.
Yeah, it was an illuminating podcast interview. Now, Calandra hasn't done much in the form of interviews. He had one podium session during the spring or two maybe. That's very sterile, right? When they do that, he's at a podium.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rapid fire questioning. It's all over the map. It doesn't take you anywhere usually. But he had to sit down with Adam Brenneman, and I thought the best part of it, there's two really, really good parts of this about 17 minute discussion. Is Adam Brenneman?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
yep.
Adam asked him a good question, which was basically to break down his strengths and weaknesses. It's always good to ask a player it's not always good because some guys don't like to do it. They're like, why would I tell you my weaknesses? But he did it. He said, Anthony said, for his strengths, can make plays outside the pocket. He's talking in the first person. Can use his legs, has a strong arm. Can throw the ball downfield. Okay, that's appealing, right?
For a quarterback, yeah, that's great.
Especially the can throw the ball down the field part. I like that. Now, his weaknesses. This is what Anthony Calandra told Adam Brenneman. I would say for weaknesses, sometimes he'd get pressured in the pocket and can't really find guys that are running over the middle or outside. Somewhat illuminating.
Well,
kind of a red flag.
Now, we've known Calandria has some interception issues. That could be part of that, where he's not seeing the field properly. But also, that could tell you, Sip, that maybe when he takes off, he's intending to run. Say, I'm out of the pocket. I'm scrambling this time. That would tell me partially that,
or that he doesn't see over his linemen sometimes, I wonder. 6 foot. And I wonder if he's 6 foot, by the way. He's listed.
Are you shorter than that?
Well, he's listed 6'2" 205. I don't know, though. If he's 6 foot, maybe 6 foot. Anyway, again, weaknesses. Sometimes you get pressured in the pocket and can't really find guys that are running over the middle or outside. Now, it's a weakness. It doesn't mean he can't do it. It's just not his strong suit. So he's just got to work on it. But it was illuminating. Now, the other thing that I thought was illuminating, we always ask the question, what's this offense going to look like? You know, we always have that in our mind. What's this new offense going to look like without Emmett Johnson, with a new quarterback who's a lot different than Dylan? This is a lot different picture than Dylan. Dylan's a big guy. I want to say, was Dylan 6'3"?
About 6'3".
Yeah, you know, more of a pocket guy, right?
Not a runner.
Strong arm.
Like to stay in the pocket for sure.
Yeah. Now, what Calandria says, note his comments about turning up the tempo. He said, we throw the ball downfield a lot. Okay, check. We run the quarterback. Oh, check. And we're super fast. We get on the ball and we're running the play. Now, that suggests they're going to turn up the tempo. Right now, will they be a hurry-up team? No, I don't think so. It's just, you know what it always comes down to, right? Just select times where you turn it up. Now, my vision is there's just going to be more select times that they're going to turn it up. You're just going to see it more often. That's my feeling. Nobody's told me that. But he just said it. We throw the ball downfield a lot. Okay, check. Isaiah Hunter, Quinn Clark, Ja'Cory Barney, Kwazi Gilmer. All those guys can win downfield, I think. We run the quarterback. Huh. That's going to be different, right?
Well, compared to last 2 years, sure, but before that, we've saw a lot of quarterback run in Nebraska.
It's going to be different last year.
And the last 2 years, yes.
Yeah. And we get on the ball and we're running the play. Huh. I like tempo. Got to be careful with tempo if you're not playing real good defense, right?
Yeah.
So, again, now it doesn't mean – I don't know that they're going to be – they might be playing lights out defense.
They could. You never know.
But I like tempo. All this fits with what I thought when they – I can remember I was sitting at my kitchen table and Calandria came into the picture after Kenny Minchie flipped. And I was like, wait a second, Calandria? And I was reading about him, and you know what the vision was? Ooh. This could be instant energy if they get Calandria, because he's energetic and he moves fast. He talks super fast.
Shoot.
Everything he does. Yeah, he says shoot a lot. He lands the helicopter. You ever notice that
it's
about him?
Very quick answers.
Quick answer. He lands that helicopter. Doesn't ramble. So, I don't know. He's just got to control the turnovers.
So Matt Rhule was speaking on Sports Nightly this week.
Okay.
And he was talking about a variety of things about, hey guys, Jake Sorensen, you've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit HIMS.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
But, the upcoming recruiting classes and everything, plus Calandria. Mm-hmm. And he just, this is,
I heard this.
This was Matt Rhule says this quote, if we're always going to count on Dana designing the perfect play for the perfect defense and calling it at the right time, that's great. We want our players who take the X's and O's and make them beautiful. Play outside those plays. You want a guy who takes 5 yards and turn it into 50 or turns it into 7 points. Talking about his quarterbacks in Calandria. Says great offenses, Rhule says, are unpredictable, dangerous on the ground or in the air. He and Holgorsen would prefer a balanced, unpredictable attack that spreads the ball around, that gets good at lots of things, creating volume touches for a variety of talent, which in turn sells itself to recruits. That's per Sam McEwen of the World Herald.
Wow. God, I didn't hear that part. That's interesting. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, he says, well, great offenses are unpredictable, dangerous on the ground or in the air. Rhule and Holgorsen would prefer a balanced, unpredictable attack that spreads the ball around, that gets good at lots of things, creating volume touches for a variety of talent, which in turn sells itself to recruits.
Rhule is, I mean, that's NFL type talk. Rhule was an NFL guy for a while. Holgorsen has said essentially that they have everything in the playbook. Now, what do you worry about? What's your concern when you hear that? What's your concern when you hear it? We want to be good at a lot of things. Do you have an identity? Do you have a focus? Do you have something to hang your hat
sure.
on? You hope in that discussion that, like, if Matt Rhule was sitting here or Dana Holgorsen was sitting here, they'd say, yeah, we'll have something to hang our hat on. But we do want to be very multiple. That identity question has been something I've been asking coaches around here for a long time. One time I've told this story to you. I wanted to get something from Bo, just something that nobody had. So I pulled him aside one day after a press conference and said, can you explain the identity of your offense? And he just looked at me and said, what?
Multiple.
Yeah.
And you said, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah. We're multiple.
Thanks.
Yeah. Gives you nothing.
Well, we got an upset breaker out there right now.
Why?
464-5685.
Is that Wet?
This is Burns' twin from Beatrice.
Not Wet Blanket.
Not.
Is Wet Blanket with us today?
I haven't seen him yet. He may have. He said, Burns' twin says, still no talk of committing to RTB. Run the ball. Being physical and the toughest team on the field. After 22 years, they still don't get it. Ooh. Wonder why Iowa and Minnesota kick our beep every year. Burns' twin has spoken. He is the president and king of the RTB club. Run the ball. Now, they did run the ball last year. Emmett Johnson was very good.
Yeah. I mean, Emmett ran for 1,400-plus yards. Average 5.8 a carry RTB.
It's exceptional. They ran the ball a lot with Emmett.
5.8 yards per carry. Rashawn, Mekhi's dad, would probably tell you these are physical running backs. Mekhi's physical. You saw Rhule, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Rhule. Yeah, how he's gives
true freshman.
Yeah, he's a physical runner. Mosey, they're asking to be more physical, and he looked physical. He ran between the tackles well in the spring game. They asked him to do that, and he did it. Mekhi, I know, is a physical runner. He runs with abandon. Oh, boy.
Wet Blanket showed up.
Oh, there he is. There's our man.
So for those who are brand new to the show, and you just Wet Blanket has been a long time, long time loyal
listener. He likes to timestamp things you've said over the years.
He keeps me in check. Yeah, needles me.
He keeps SIP receipts more than anybody in the world.
Yeah, I don't know about
here's
that.
Here's a receipt. He says, June in Lincoln from Wet Blanket. SIP is excited because the quarterback is, quote, instant energy and, quote, talks fast.
No, I never said
I'll be excited when he completes passes and limits turnovers per WB.
He's
a fast talker.
WB, I never said I was excited about him because he's a fast talker. I just pointed out he's a fast talker. It didn't have anything to do with his on-field play or how I feel about it. But he is a fast mover. He kind of does everything fast. So I do like the energy that he brings. I do. And it's his staple. Anytime anybody ever talks about Anthony Calandria, including Anthony Calandria, he mentions his energy. That person mentions his energy.
Yeah,
he.
You hope it's infectious.
Energy. Yeah, and you hope it's infectious to the fan base.
Yes, players, team, coaches, fan base.
Yeah, the stadium on Saturdays. I think that I mean, right away when he moved into the picture, that was my first thought is, okay, he could energize this place a little bit. Needs a little energy, right? Oh, boy.
Beef Tacos, who is not a Wet Blanket, but sounds like it here.
Okay.
Says, sounds like another year of no clear identity. I will put money on Dana continuing to call very questionable pass plays in clear run situations. I'm so over all the talk. According to our media, Calandria is the next Mahomes, yet he's replacing the person who was supposed to be the next Mahomes.
I think
Beef Tacos has had enough.
Beef Tacos, I think when he says according to media, I think he's directing that at me.
It sounds like he's looking at you.
Mostly me. Now, hold on, Beef. I've never, ever gone too far into the Calandria as a savior discussion. By the way, you're going to have him 2 years. That 5-for-5 thing's passing later.
Let's see how Trey Taylor feels about that.
Well, he's fine with redshirting. He says that.
Says that.
Yeah.
Does he mean that?
Well, and first of all, Calandria's going to have to play well in
That's
order
true.
For it to be a factor. But that, hey, hold on now. I'm not suggesting Calandria is a savior of any sort. I will see. I'm just saying there's certain parts of Calandria in his game and his persona that I really like and I think could be helpful.
He's got the moxie. See if the moxie provides results.
Yeah.
Meaningful stats and wins for Nebraska.
Yeah, that now Sam's writings are interesting to me. I mean that, but Dana has said that, and you know what? In another interview with Adam Brenneman, Dana Holgorsen met with Adam Brenneman, and he said a similar thing. That Rule has everything in the playbook; it's all there. That's what he likes. He wants them to be able to do everything. Now. That is, I know what people automatically think. Oh, God, great. What do they do really well? What is the identity? Now, here's what I would ask you. You're a longtime football fan.
Thank you.
Is the identity conversation overcooked? What's the identity? What's it matter? I'm asking.
Well, I think when you've been 5-7, 6-6, 7-5, and you're just trying to figure out what you are. I mean, can Matt Rule tell you what? Tell Nebraska fans what Nebraska is.
Well, hold on. Isn't it? What if I just said Bo said? We're multiple.
If I need to get a 3rd-and-4 conversion, do I know that I'm going to get that with? Because I know what my offense is. I know what we're doing.
We can
versus
get it.
This could be just whatever the hell it's going to be.
What if I said we can get it in a variety of ways?
They haven't proven they can do that, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
And Bo's offenses moved the ball very well. Tim Beck, basketball on grass, he was calling that.
Yeah. They ran the triangle.
They did, and they put up a lot of points.
Remember the triangle?
How could you forget? We're late, though.
He had Burkhead and Amir Abdullah at the same time.
He did.
That always
helped. Had quite a few good running backs.
Right.
Before we get to break, Sip, the 3 words to avoid when it comes to IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked. Call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state, Sip, with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity for you or your business or both.
This is Will.
It's Will and the team at Applied Connect. Free consultation available for you at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, an update on the field for Omaha in the College World Series. That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.